Amazon's facing new headwinds in Europe, with Italian regulators slapping the company with a $1.3 billion fine. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley, who's following this story for us. Dan, what are the key antitrust concerns they're now raising?
Yeah, so this fine is coming from Italy's own competition authority. And essentially what they're saying is that Amazon is disadvantaging other shipping companies within the country. So what they're doing is, according to Italy's authorities, is making parts of Amazon Prime part of fulfillment by Amazon. So essentially, if companies don't work with Amazon and use its own fulfillment service, fulfillment by Amazon, they can't get access to Amazon Prime. And doing that, according to them, puts them out of reach of some of Amazon's most loyal customers. They say 7 million of the company's most loyal, high-spending customers reach for Prime labels. And so because shippers or companies rather need that kind of exposure, they are then forced to go with fulfillment by Amazon. It also says that things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday are closely tied to fulfillment by Amazon and that Prime label. So because it makes companies want to work with fulfillment by Amazon, other shipping companies are then damaged because they can't compete and they're being essentially boxed out by Amazon's own fulfillment service. Now, this isn't the only fine that Amazon faces in Europe. They also have to deal with a privacy issue, nearly $1 billion fine for that in the EU. And then the EU's European Commission, that's their own competition authority, is also looking at Amazon and the way it produces its own products and competes with sellers on its own platform. And then naturally, here in the U.S., the company is also being investigated. The Attorney General of Washington, D.C., has also filed suit against the company under antitrust grounds. So this isn't the only issue that Amazon is facing in this realm. And it's one of other big tech companies that are also dealing with the issue as well, including Google, parent Alphabet, Apple, and obviously Facebook.
Yeah, but with so many regulatory stories and not necessarily hitting the stock, we're seeing the shares of Amazon down just slightly today. Dan Halley, thanks so much for that.